Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When's the last time you got a text message from someone that said, "Hey, I'm okay, but dot, dot, dot." It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Because that's the text that I saw. It's what started in the thread from my daughter, Haley, who is in Nashville with her boyfriend right now.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
In the middle of the night to get a text like that from one of your kids.
3 o'clock in the morning.
And you both woke up, you and Jess?
Yeah. Apparently, she wanted to text me because she thought I'd be getting up soon for work, which she's right.
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm okay, but let mom know we're in the shelter of the hotel because of the sirens, because of a tornado."
Oh!
And I'm like,
There's been tornadoes all over the country.
Yeah.
And where is she in Florida?
She's in Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Nashville.
And
it was going to be bad through all of that.
Yeah. All that, you know, the Arkansas had a terrible tornado, so moving east was this storm system. And sure enough, I look at this and I'm blurry-eyed and I'm like, "I'm okay, but what? What happened? Here's my text. Did the hotel get hit? What's going on?" She's like, "No, Dad. We're in the shelter. The sirens were going off and they let us know to get into the shelter." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to check the radar. Where are you? Are you still going to stay downstairs?" And I don't hear from her.
So you...
And the radar, when I checked it, was all like red right over
you
Nashville.
You being the weather nerd that you are. Which also, funny, you're always the guy, "I want to see a tornado. I want to get pictures of a tornado. I want to make sure that I can see what happens." But now it happens to your daughter.
Oh.
And you're probably feeling like, "You need to stay inside. You need to take shelter. You need to not be out in the storm."
Well, I did after a while here. So then my wife wakes up. Jess wakes up because I'm like texting and she's like, "How come you're up so early? It's you have like another half an hour." And I go, "So here's the deal." And she's like, "What? Oh my God." So she had, I don't know, channel 2 KRKR, what, I don't know what it is, WKR or something. She's watching the news down in Nashville on her phone and they're talking about it. Funnel cloud spotted here.
Did that calm you?
Carlisle,
or did
Tennessee.
That get you more nervous?
Up in Smyrna, Tennessee, over here. "Well, we just wanted to know how close Haley and her boyfriend were to this storm system."
Sure.
And so I text her again. I'm like, "Hey, question mark, because she does that to me all the time when I don't answer. I'm like, "Are things good? You're still in the shelter?" Finally, like a half an hour later, I'm almost getting ready to leave. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, we're back in our room. It passed." And I said, "Okay, good. Did you run upstairs and get a picture of a funnel for your dad?"
You did not send that to her.
I did. I haven't heard back from her yet.
I
think they went back
you.
To bed.
So you do still want to make sure you get the picture.
I said, "Well,
of the
once it passed, did you go upstairs and open the?" She loves taking pictures and Snapchats. I'm like, "Did you get a picture
Radar,
of the funnel?"
I cannot believe you. You still want to get that picture. But thank goodness your girl is safe.
I know. It's kind of heightened.
She and the boyfriend have lived through a hurricane down in Florida. Now they've lived through a tornado
in Nashville.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait.
What?
You proposed to Jess.
I did. during a tornado warning.
Do you think you didn't hear back because they're engaged?
We'll see what happens. I don't know. She didn't send me any pictures of the funnel cloud, and I'm sure she didn't send any pictures of a ring, so then, no, not yet. But that would be a great idea. That's a good point.
That's Radar's move. Doesn't care if there's sirens going off. He was committed. One track mind.
This is it.
I need to propose. I need to do this now.
We're doing it.
Who cares that everyone's in the basement and there could be complete disaster around us?
And you're shaking. You're almost in tears, but... Look it, I'm on one knee. I'm trying to ask you something here.
Oh my God!
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.